Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to it, and hopefully while it's playing,
That fine young man, Mr. Rock, is going to call in. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Rodeo. If you've never heard it, you're going to hear it here tonight on the Sandra Rosa's Blog Radio Talk Show. You're going to hear about him. We're going to talk. If you like, you can ask a question or two. You understand? We're going to get all in Mr. Robbie's business tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, until he calls in, please join and listen to Rodeo. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robbie.
Sonic Storm.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, get out. This is not Mr. Robbie, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Ladies, are y'all off the floor now? Oh, my goodness. I am just sitting. I'm shaking. How you doing, darling?
She's laughing.
How are you? Look at you. I cannot believe this. I just seen you. I'm about to go crazy right now. You was on 106 in Park with that red and white, all looking all pretty and fine and all that good stuff. And listen, you're on, I can't believe this. You know, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm a cougar, Robbie.
Oh, that's
you,
all right.
Sweetheart?
That's all right. Thank you so
much.
Yes.
Listen, I want to thank you so very much for coming
on
my show.
You.
I really
appreciate it. Thank you.
I am so honored. When my executive producer told me, I said, can you please get him? She said, I'm going to try. And she came back and told me he was coming on. I about fell out. I was just.
That's love
about
right
fell
there.
Out.
That's love.
Yes, I about fell out. And I just went on YouTube. And I did remember you from back in the days, but I went on YouTube and I watched you on those pianos. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. You are just the bomb. But what I would like to do now, I got a lot of fabulous people on here. I got teens on. We got cougars on. We got the 30-year-olds on. We got the middle age on. All the ladies are on. You understand me? They
That's
was on Facebook going crazy. Yes, we got them on, and I hope a few of them can tell you hello for a second because they're going to kill me if I don't let them. But listen, for the ones that actually may not, and if you don't know, something wrong, but you might have not been born if you don't know who Robbie is. But for the ones that don't know, can we go a little bit back? Can we kind of start way back? Can we first start off, tell them about where you came from, which is Queens, New York? Tell us a little bit about where you came from. Let's start there if we could.
I'm from Queens. You know, the whole singing thing, you know, started. I came up in a church background, so I was in the choir, but that's not where I found out my calling of wanting to be a singer. You know what I'm saying? I got out the choir to learn how to play the drums. I learned to play the drums to get out the choir. You know what I'm saying? So it's not later on until, like, high school where I was playing around with the singing thing, and I ain't going for us. The woman was like, oh, man, you sound good. And I'm looking like, what? So, you know, this might work. So it's just 2000 is where, like, I made up my mind, this is what I want to do. I'm going to sing from here on out. So, you know, from 2000 to now, I've just been building myself, you know, trying to perfect my craft, learning a lot. So, you know, I'm here now just to, you know, put a little fast forward on it. But, you know, that's it.
Okay. So when you, like, okay, let's start from when you were right there. Was you, and if I'm not mistaken, and if I am, please correct me, was you not I want to say Lil Wayne, the Young Money kids at one point in time? I'm not sure if they were called their name at the time, but wasn't it a time when you were with them at one point in time?
No. People get that confused because it was like my people, they're called Young Money Cartel. So
that's
the way they got the Young Money thing from. But I was actually signed to Akon. That's who I was signed to.
Okay, so
yeah,
for those who okay, so for those who got that little misunderstanding, he's saying that here in the Central Woods is Broadway Radio Talk, so you guys make sure you get that straight now. So let's move on down a little bit. let's move on down a little bit and talk about some of the places. Tell us about some of your records you've done for the, some of the people, because I've seen you. When I went on YouTube, I looked at you, and I was like, oh, my God, the way you played the piano is fierce. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And can you tell
us about
how you started? Absolutely. Can you tell us about how you started playing the piano and tell us a little bit about that?
To be honest, I just sat down at it one day. I started with like two fingers. I'm a writer, so, you know, me actually sitting up at the piano, what I was doing was trying to come up with chords that I could sing to. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like I didn't go to a piano class. I never had a piano teacher. You know, those are the things that I do need to eventually take to understand exactly what I'm doing. But it was just me actually, you know, sitting down at it. My best friend had a piano at his house. So I used to go over there and just you know, play around. And as I started to develop as an artist, I started to understand certain things I would do with the piano, and certain people would show me things. And, you know, I'm still learning it, so that's basically that story with the piano.
Fantastic. Well, let's go back to school, because I got some of my teenagers on here. Big ups to West Ashley High out there. And talk about, and I know you went to high school, and I think you went to Laverne High School, if I'm not, can you correct me if I'm not saying the right thing? High school,
okay.
It was in Brooklyn, New York? Yes, in Brooklyn, New York, right?
No. The school you're talking about is the school I perform at. That's Liberations. Like, I go on a high school tour. The high school I actually went to was in Queens, in Hillcrest, it was called.
Okay. Now, speaking of school, how important is it to you for school? Because, you know, I know a lot of kids right now that's down here in Charleston, South Carolina, worldwide, but I just want to talk about facts, the ones that I do know. And I know some kids right now is, you know, in the rap scene and doing their thing. Can you tell, you know, how you feel about how important school is for kids in regards to the ones that want to be artists and things of that nature? Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Oh, no, it is very important, you know, because at the end of the day, it's going to come back down to, like, any business or field you get into, you're going to have to learn the business. You're going to have to learn about your field. You know, school is a definitely a great step, a great opportunity to soak all of that in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in school, I messed up a little bit. And, you know, sometimes I wish I would have gone back to capitalize on certain things. But, you know, in life, you go through stuff and you got to learn from it and all that. But school is, like, very important. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, any business you get into, no matter what field you want to do, you're going to have to go back and learn these things. And 9 out of 10 times, those same subjects or things you want to get involved with are in your school available to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I've noticed that you worked with some artists. You worked with Akon, you worked with Neo, what was it, Soulja Boy. Can you tell us about some of the, and Bobby Valentino, I really like his stuff as well. Tell us about that, about some of the artists that you've worked with.
The ones that I actually were in the studio with that I worked with was Beanie Man. I've worked in the studio with Ben Jones. Of course, the Maino record that's playing all around the country is called That Could Be Us. It's a single, it's album, The Day After Tomorrow, which is out right now. And the Neos and the stuff, those are actual shows that we did together. Like, I've opened up for them. It was a Neo. We did a Bobby Valentino, Pleasure P. I opened up for them at a college. Soulja Boy, he came to Queens, and we did something like that. So it's that type of stuff. Like, well, again, Beanie Man is my friend. I performed with him, opened up for him, and Maino got me on. You know, we've been doing this little tour thing, helped promote the album. So, you know, that's what it is.
Absolutely. Well, let me just say this, this is in regards to when Maino, my God, I just think he's fabulous. But what I really, really appreciated so much in regards to where you was concerned was when he said that a lot of people on 106 and Park that sent in their music, and you sent yours in, and he picked you. And I just thought that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard a rapper say. And it just kind of brought tears in my eyes. And to see you two guys together was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And you sing phenomenally. I just, every time I hear that, I look at the video, I'm really like, oh my goodness, these two together is just great. And I think Maino is wonderful for what he has done. So that record is awesome. And the way you bring out, you know, the stuff about the Beyoncé's and what were you talking about, Alicia Keys and all that, oh my goodness, you are truly the bomb, young man.
Thank you.
You are just such the bomb. And then you were sitting down, and I'm just looking, and they finally showed who you was, and I said, oh, my God, where he was at when I was young. Where you was at, son? Where were you?
I was in Queens, man. I was chilling out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then I also went on YouTube. I've seen a lot of shows you did. You did some shows just recently that I went on YouTube and see that you did some. So can you tell us about some of the places that you're going to be, you know, in recent come up?
Yeah, basically everything right now that I do is local-based in New York City. And like I said, I'm on a high school tour where I go around the high schools and perform. But Maino's about to do a promo tour in April, which he'll be traveling all over. So I'm going to get some dates for that. I'm going to be going out to some of those while I'm doing my thing, because I'm also working on a project that I'm putting out called the Robbie Nova Effect, and it's like an album mixtape thing. So, you know, I'm just trying to do as much as I can to get these people to know who exactly I am. It's good look to go perform with Maino, because that's a different audience that's being introduced to me. So, you know, I'm just trying to stay active and perform any and everywhere that, you know, people want to see me perform.
Well, I'll tell you something, darling. On Facebook, I had a friend of mine that called me. Oh, my God, you're interviewing him. I mean, Facebook just lost it today with you on there. I got so many people online right now. Honestly, we had, I love all my celebrities, all of you guys. I love you guys. You take out so much time. My locals, I love them, and I love you guys as well. You take out so much time to call in, you know, in my shows, and, you know, you bring my ratings up, and oh, my goodness, I just appreciate it so much. I really do. I'm so honored that you're on here tonight. I got so many people on here right now, and I'm just so honored that you came on. I thank you so very much for this. I was just wondering if I can just get a few people before they blow me up here in Charleston, South Carolina. can I have a few of them tell you hello?
Yeah, sure, man. I appreciate the support. Like, you know what I'm saying? For y'all to even notice me and want to interview me, that's a good thing. That's what I'm striving for. You know, people just want to be down in the part of my situation. So, yeah, hell yeah, come on.
Yeah, I seen you at 106 in Park, and I, you know, noticed you from before, but I was like, oh, my God, and when I see the video, I said, oh, Jesus, this is beautiful. Your voice is just fabulous. But I tell you what, this is what I would like to do. I have a cougar online. I have a gentleman, a guy, that called me and said, oh, Sergey, are you interviewing him? I've got to pull him on. He's a great local celebrity down here, and he's a fan of yours, and I just got to pull him on. So let's let Chubbs say hello. Chubbs rep. Hey, darling.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? He's online.
Well, what do you do, Robbie?
Man, everything cool, man. I'm chilling out.
Word. I'm gonna be real with you. Like, my shorty just put me on you just recently with the video you and Maino did. I was feeling what you was doing, and she showed me like the other of your videos. You know what I'm saying? So, like, word up. One day I'm looking to do some work with you. I'm gonna be up there this week. Before the week is out, I'm gonna be in New York. I'm gonna be more on Bronx side, and like
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Pushing my little mixtape Chubb Radio. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't be surprised you see my little limping behind, because I walk with a cane.
So that's all right. Carlos, are you there?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good. You want to talk to Mr. Robbie?
Oh, yeah, man. Just keep grinding. Keep pushing, man. Keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep, you know, doing it. It's a beautiful thing that you're doing, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that. Good looking, man. I'm on it. I got a shot.
I hope to, you know, meet up with you one day. I will meet up with you one day. Correction.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. That's Mr. Colors, a networking man. You are quite welcome, darling. Let me get a cougar online. Yes, yes, hold on. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go get down real quick. Represent for us, baby. That's that fine young man, Mr. Bobby O'Ron. Now, we can't have him in the studio, but represent for us. Tell
well,
him hello, darling.
That's all good. It's all good. I want to say to him, congratulations. Keep doing your thing. You're sending a good message out for these young sisters and brothers. And you need to come down here and show them where it's at.
Oh, oh
man, I
want to
come down here. I need somebody to get me down here. I'd love to, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Come on, Father, let's do this thing. Get this man down here so they can show how to New York represent.
But yes, yes. He's in New York as well, too. So
right.
I really
in the house.
Yes, yes. I'm going to do one more 30-year roll. Let's do that. Thank you, Nikki. That's a cougar
you
right here.
Baby.
Let's get
that.
Let's get a 30-year roll in here. There you go. Right there. This one right here. Let's get her. Where was she at? Is anybody? Okay, who's that? Oh, let's get her then. Hello? Oh, they're going crazy on there. Hello? Hello? Are you
Hello?
There, darling? Hey, that's a 30-year-old. How you doing, darling?
I'm good.
You good? You want to tell Mr. Robbie hi real quick? Because see, after this, you guys got to shut it down. I got to talk to Mr. Robbie.
How you doing, Mr. Robbie?
Everything's all right. How you feeling?
I'm good.
That's all right there.
Fantastic. I know you guys are, it's so funny because y'all getting all nervous and everything. Y'all see him on TV and y'all falling out all over the place. And I guess y'all can't believe he's on the Sandra Wilson Blog Radio Talk Show. But he's on it. We're happy. We're on it. And we can't, we'll never forget this. We really won't. All right, Miss Lady, just stay online. And we're going to get some more information so you guys can find out where you can go and look him up and just do all those great things. But before we do that, let's get in a little bit more information on you because tell me about 106 and Park BET. Now, I know you went there with Mano, but you also was there yourself. And was that Minds of the Matters, Music Matters? Yeah. Wasn't you on there your own stuff before you went with Mano?
Yeah. Last year, March. Actually, a few weeks from now, a year, I went up there for the Wild Out Wednesday thing, but I was the artist spotlight for that show. So I performed there, and then, you know, I went back up there before we actually dropped the video, which was January, and, you know, I just started getting familiar with the people. They seeing me. I knew we was going back to drop the video, so it went from March, I was up there, then I did something for BET, a Blazer Stage concert. In August, that's when actually me and Mano actually got together to do some records. And, you know, from there we just built a great relationship. He did a record for me. I did a record for him. The That Could Be Us came about. And, you know, we ended up performing Number 5 video on 106 and Park not too long ago. So that was just, like, great. You know, the more they see me, the more they greet in me and be like, all right, this kid might be around for a while. So, you know, that's I was excited as hell.
Wow. Fantastic. Look at you. I am so proud of you, young man. I really am. It's been a long time. You got all the I want to say, someone just recently said to me, you sound and they feel like you in the era of, what was that cat's name? Trey Songz. They said that they felt like he was in it. Yeah, yeah. Someone just told me that. I told him he was coming on the show, and I was like, wow. He sounds like Trey Songz. He's in that era of Trey Songz. And I love Trey Songz to death. I really do. I just think you sound better.
Thank you.
I speak my mind.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I speak my mind. And I think you sound better. I got to tell you something. Rodeo. I must have played it like 17 times yesterday. I'm still playing it today. That record, as a matter of fact, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, I couldn't get it, but then I finally got it. It was like the relationship was like a rodeo. I'm thinking at first you guys get me to go jump on a horse or something. And then afterwards, I listened, I said, oh, my goodness, and then I seen the video. I got to tell you something, that was a very good song. I can't wait to see you blow up. I just think that you are the bomb. You understand?
Heard,
you are bomb.
I heard you playing it when I had called, too. But that's love. And the crazy thing about Rodeo is that's the biggest record I released. Like, right now on YouTube, we had over 211,000 views, so I'm real excited about that record because I released it just as new music. Like, I knew it would be a big record, but to actually
to know it and then have the people be behind it and just like, you know, feel good music, it's amazing to me. Like, the record is growing, and I am actually going to do an official fishy video for it, and so people can get that visual, but that the song is just amazing. I got some Germany producers that produce it, Sonic Storm. You know, that's on my whole Team Nova movement thing, and it's just doing well. And I'm just glad people liking it the way they liking it.
Wow. Well, Russell Simmons, was you on his show on Oxygen, or can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm a part of an organization called I Love My Life, and we go around in the cities and to the schools, and we promote nonviolence and stopping gun violence. You know, we're losing a lot of our youth to gun violence, especially here, you know, in Queens, but all over the world. So I do a little bit of, stuff for that. And Russell Simmons worked closely with our campaign of Bury the Beef and Pieces of the Lifestyle. So actually when he was doing his show, we was having a little conversation, a little dinner, where we had some of the mothers that lost their sons, and we had a nice discussion, and, you know, he was there with the camera crew, so it wasn't like I was on a show, but he came to one of our events, so we ended up, that segment of it ended up being on the show, so, yeah.
Wow.
I was somewhere there. I was in the building. But, you know,
wow.
Shout out to Russell Simmons. He's been showing us love. He's been riding with us and showing us great support on what we're doing in the community, so, yeah, man, that's love.
Wow. And you're such a humble young man. Oh, my goodness.
That's how you got to be.
You got so much beautiful things going on here. I mean, you're a very handsome young man. Your song, your voice is just beautiful. And you're just so laid back. And I tell you what, if I wouldn't have seen you on 106 in Park, I might have thought, but I've seen you on 106 in Park, and you're just so humble. You were so humble. You know, and I said, wow.
It's still work to be done. You know, I'm still out here fighting to be heard, and I just got an opportunity, so I got to capitalize on this. So, you know, I'm still level-headed. I'm still grounded. I'm still in church every Sunday. I got good family support, and you know, I'm just going for the win. So, you know, that's
wow. Wow. But I'll say this to you. On the Facebook today, one of the gentlemen you spoke with Chubbs and Cullen, I got to tell you something. These are guys. And they was like, oh, wow, Chums gave me a call, Colors text. These are guys. These are cats. These are not women. And so for men to call in and respect you like that, I think that's wonderful. And all the ladies on the line, and I just think it's wonderful. So you're on your way. You understand me? You are so on your way. And I got to tell you something. For me and the whole Sandra Wilson talk show, we are so honored that you took your time to come on. You know what I'm saying? We called you. You came on. You didn't say no. And we really, really appreciate this so much. We really, really do.
I appreciate y'all, for real. Thank you.
My goodness. We just can't tell you how much we appreciate it. But before I let you go, you do have some mixtapes out as well, right? Tell me a little bit about that so people can hear about that as well.
It's not out yet. I'm gearing up to release the single. I'll definitely send it to y'all. It's called it's going to be two singles. It's going to be Rodeo, and the other single is called On the Radio featuring Mano. So that's what I'm about to release, the single for that. And the mixtape is called The Robbie Nova Effect. So we aim for the end of the month, or definitely by April. All the songs are pretty much done. We're mixing and mastering it right now. So, you know, The Robbie Nova Effect, look out for that. So, you know, that's how we're going to kill everybody.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, listen, I just wanted to give you a count. It's 2,090 people on tonight, so thank all of y'all so very much for coming to the Sandra Wilson blog. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. 2,090 people on tonight, and I really, really appreciate each and every last one of you guys that came on Facebook that support me so much. I love Charleston, South Carolina, but you know I love New York forever. That's where I came from originally. So pick up to New York City. You understand? But I'm here in Charleston. I rep as well. Listen, is there anything that you would like for us to know? Let's fight real hard to get him here in Charleston, South Carolina. I heard my production manager said, Sandra, we got to get him here, so let's see what we can do. Janelle's going to try to talk to his manager and see what we can do, see what it'll cost us to get Mr. Rummy down here in Charleston, South Carolina. I got a birthday coming up in June, so we'll see what we can do about that. We'll see what we can do. Yes, we'll definitely see what we can do about that. But can you please tell everybody where they can find you outside of Facebook and all the good places that they can find you, please?
Well, Facebook, I can't really add no more friends, but Twitter, I'm definitely on Twitter heavy. My Twitter is Robbie Nova PK, RobbieNovaPK, Robbie Nova PK. I'm heavy on Twitter. I respond. I'm hands on. YouTube, I just want people to constantly go check out my YouTube. I just put a new song up there called I Ain't Going Nowhere. So that's basically it. The Twitter, definitely, I'm on that all the time. The YouTube, you know, and just shout out to everybody that, you know, the new people listening in that's going to check me out. Shout out to the people that ride for me. Shout out to my whole Team Nova Movement, New York. You know, you know, South Carolina, y'all showing me love. So that's great right there. So I just appreciate it.
Wow. Listen, guys, I got to tell you something. I'm just so heartfelt. I really am. I just don't know how to stop saying thank you. This is means so much to me. It really does. It really does. It means so much to me. I thank you so very much, Mr. Robbie, for coming on the Tanja Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show and talking to all my beautiful people here in Charleston, South Carolina. I thank you so much. I thank all of you guys that came on. I see more people are coming on. I thank y'all so much. Everybody knows they can go back and recap this. You understand? You can go back and you can recap. Thanks to Cougars, too. The 30-year-olds rushing the eye, high school, my daughter Renee and her friends. Thank all of y'all for coming, and I really appreciate this so much. And listen, I want to thank Mano as well for being so humble and just staying who he is. I got to tell you, I remember him from way back, and not know him personally, but I've following him from way back in the day all the way to now, and that cat has never changed. And I got to tell you something, he's a very smart man because he picked Mr. Robbie for that record, and you did a beautiful job, darling. So he did
thank
a
you.
Wonderful job. He's very smart. You understand?
Yes.
So,
tell him people to go pick up that album right there. I'm on that album. It's a big deal. The Day After Tomorrow, you know, that guy, he was a bigger chance. He just gave me an opportunity to show my skills and he ran with it. So shout out to Nino, shout out to Brooklyn.
Absolutely, absolutely. And listen, we have to give big ups to Miss Isis. Yes, yes, your PR. Thank you, darling, so much.
Yes.
We really appreciate everything she's done and getting you on, and thank you so much. Listen, I want you guys all to do me a favor. For anybody out there that did not hear Rodeo, you need to stay on the line. You understand me?
Yes.
Stay on the
yes.
line. You've got to listen to this record. We're going to take you guys home with Rodeo from Mr. Robbie. Listen, darling, thank you so very much for coming on the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show.
No problem.
I appreciate you, your whole team, Nano, everybody, so much for having you on the show. And I'm going to have Janelle give you guys a call. Let's see what we can do about June. Y'all heard me say that here in the Sandy Woods Blog Radio Talk Show. You understand? Robbie may be coming, hopefully coming, to Charleston, South Carolina. You understand? Thank you so much, Mr. Robbie. We appreciate it down here. Take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robbie, Rodeo.
Sonic Storm.
Oh,
Charleston, South Carolina. I want to give big ups to all you fabulous people, everybody that was on. I see a lot of people still coming on. Thank y'all. Y'all are just a bomb. I love y'all. Y'all love me. I love y'all. That was one of the best interviews that I've had. All my interviews are great. I love my local celebrities as well. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know, don't forget this weekend, where are we going at again? You know you got to ask your peoples, right? You don't know. We're going to the Armory. We're going to have a lot of fabulous people out there. A lot of live interviews are going to be out there. We're going to have Colors, Chubbs, PD. His people's going to be out there. We're going to have a lot of great Starterby, Queen Cat, just a whole lot of wonderful live TVZ TV, just a whole lot of wonderful live interviews out there this weekend. So, and a lot of performances as well, right? Yeah, we're going to have a lot of live performances as well. So all these fabulous people here in Charleston, South Carolina that are doing their thing and doing it real hard, they're going to be out there. The Sandy Wilson's vlog talk show, but that's going to be live this weekend. You understand? Listen, we're going to definitely try to get Bobby down here. Janelle's trying to talk to his manager now, and she is manager of public affairs. We're going to try to see if we can do that. That's a fine young man doing his thing. He's so humble, and I appreciate him so very much for coming on the Sandy Wilson's vlog radio talk show. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Darren Jones from 112. You understand? Thursday, who are we having, Janelle?
Carlton Jordan.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday, we are rocking over here. You understand? Everybody's rocking. I see people doing a lot of big things out here. But anyway, you guys take care. You have a good night. Thank you, Mr. Robbie. Thank you so much for coming on the Sandy Wilson's Vlog Radio Talk Show. But I tell you what, we're going to leave with Nano featuring Mr. Robbie Nova. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a good night. Thank you so much. Big ups to Charleston Chubbs, Colors, TVZ TV, Gigolo Records, Big Ben, my people, just everybody. You understand? Y'all take care. Good night.
Princess, somebody's girl, she probably might be one. I know a real bad bed when I see one. I'm like, if it was me, I'd keep hun. Because she the kind of girl in the need, son. No games, I'm serious, I think I really like her. Oh lord, she's it, I'll wipe her. Hoping I can get close enough to try her. Man, I will lock her down, life her. Cause she the baddest, baddest in the world. And all I think is how I'm supposed to make her my girl. Damn, I just wanna get the chance to please her. Look at Jay-Z and B, that could be us. You got what I need, I knew it. Let's not waste time, let's do it. Wife. I done made my old girl jealous. On the red carpet, now my new chick famous. My dog told me lately I ain't focused now. Cause it's clear, shorty got me open now. She really got me spinning like a ceiling fan. I ain't in and out the clubs, I'm a different man. I used to play around with the groupies, yeah. Met her, then I gave the groupies up. Long hair, green eyes. True religious fitting tight around a mean time. Off of what my boy said. I'm just trying to be a boyfriend. And you ain't got to worry about them chicks. No, baby, you that good girl. Taraji. Shades on, you an actress. No.
turned up, walk like you that. I know exactly what you all about. The new Louis bag before it's even out. Yeah, baby, I know how to treat ya. Handcuffs, you a keeper.
About the